Welcome to the Essentially You podcast, where we explore the science of happiness and well-being to help coaches and coaching leaders bring out the best in themselves and those they serve. If you're looking for new approaches to serve your clients or looking to create a culture of positivity and well-being in your organization, join me, Mark Mathia, on a journey of discovery and inspiration. Hi friends, Coach Mark here, and today I want to talk to you managers out there because I want to talk to you about moving from a boss to a coach, not moving vocations, but rather taking things we know as coaches and implementing them as managers or as bosses. Now, why does this matter? Well, first of all, I want you to know how much respect I have for each and every one of you. All of you who are out there in the front lines managing and leading people. A lot of people giggle and laugh and say, hey, it's a lot like babysitting. But I will tell you, it is much more than babysitting. As a matter of fact, managers, according to Gallup, control about 70% of the variance in team engagement. All of that is attributed directly to the manager, which means most often people make decisions on their career based on the relationship with the manager. So how we show up every day matters. You know, the statistics Gallup shared on this is a little bit alarming. They tell us that 30% of us in the United States anyway are great managers. Congratulations if that's you. 20% of us are lousy managers. You should see me. And 50% of us are just there. They just exist. They're not good or bad, which is also frightening. Now, this also mirrors the engagement trends that Gallup puts out for the U.S. And the secret to success, according to both Gallup and my experience, is we need to double that 30% who are great managers to 60%. So we need to focus on our strengths, who's great, and we need to double that. We need to cut that 20% who are lousy, because lousy gets in the way of progress, down to some kind of single digits. And when we can do that as leaders and managers at work, we can set our organization up for growth. And growth at that point can take off. So you need to understand that managers influence every level of the organization and deal directly with the client. So if we don't have intentional efforts to make our people leaders better, then we're missing the mark. Okay, for managers, let's get into some mindset things I think you need to know. First of all, you need to understand the value of people. Each of your team members are filled with talent and strengths, and you need to see that. Why? Because they deserve your trust. And if you can't trust them, you better be clear on what you need to teach them and teach them fast so that you can. And that's core to the relationship if you want to be a coaching leader. The other thing I think is important is that we need to make sure that their job and roles are tied to the mission, because anyone I've ever coached wants to know this: that their work matters, that my work matters. And if you as a manager can't tie their job and their duties to the overall mission, you need to work harder, because ultimately that's what needs to happen to move from this boss to coach. You need to all be rowing in the same direction. Now, another thing when it comes to delegation, look, I know it. It's faster if you do the work. Get it. It is. But teaching others how to win and win big time doubles your chance at success in the future. As a matter of fact, if you can empower and equip people to do the job without you physically doing it, it doesn't make you any less valuable. It makes your experience and the people around you even more valuable. When the tide comes in, all ships rise, and you need to be able to give that information out. As a matter of fact, my last point on mindset is this: be a river, not a dam of information. Do not be the small-minded kind of manager who uses information as a weapon. You withhold when you want to punish, you give when you want to reward. All information should be available to everybody so that they can be best prepared to do their job. Now, here's what I'd also say is that personalization matters. As a manager, you need to know everything about, you can't actually know everything about your team, but you need to know everything about their talents and their strengths. And if you have a culture that is rooted in strengths, then you'll have a specific language that you can use. While you can't know everything about everybody, when you know what they look like, their pattern of high performance, when they show up at their best and you recognize that, you will start to increase trust again. And that's the fastest way for everyone involved to experience excellence in their career. And that's really why we want to move from a boss or manager to coach. So how do we measure progress? A couple different ways. We need to listen every day and learn. That should be one of your top priorities. One-on-one, skip levels. And I'm not talking hours. I'm talking five-minute check-ins, right? We'll get to a little breakdown of those and some great advice Gallup will give us. You need to talk to your peers who are winning at work. So if you're part of the whatever percent it was that are just kind of there existing, talk to the ones who are winning. Find the managers whose team are excelling and ask them how they're doing it. Learn from each other. Start to share information. You could sign up for coaching. As a manager who wants to be a better manager and leader, coaching is instrumental in helping you get there. And if you don't have internal coaches like we do at Signature Performance, you have just external, then I would say invest in it, hire it. You will never, ever not get an ROI, a return on investment for your investment in coaching and your own personal development. So sign up for coaching. And finally, take surveys. Surveys are great. They shouldn't be the only time you communicate, but they can give you an unbiased impression of what's really going on. So I do recommend surveying. Okay, now, Gallup gave us these five patterns in the book, It's the Manager, about moving from boss to coach. I just want to share them real quick. These are the five kind of meetings that you need to employ in order to have a successful transition from boss to coach. First, you should have frequent role and relationship orientation. What does that mean? When people come onto your team, you need to teach them how to win. In their job currently, how does or what does winning look like? Help them learn that and get really clear so that your expectations are crystal clear and they know how to win. Most struggle happens when people don't know how to win and they flounder. You should have quick connects. That's often and intentionally. Connecting and checking in both in strengths and in weaknesses or blind spots. But those should be less than 5 minutes, but just check in and see how they're doing. Then it gets to something else that's more important. It's developmental coaching. And that's when you use, frequent opportunities to check in, maybe 10 to 30 minutes, and figure out how things are going. How are you using your strengths and what's getting in the way of progress? How are specific assignments doing? Get that level and help them grow. And then finally, at the end of the year, we have the progress reviews or the annual reviews. Now, annual reviews get a bad rap because we don't do the other kind of connections. We don't do the work. We're just like ignore people until the end of the year. And then we have this big performance conversation. That will never work. But performance review, progress reviews will help you continue to tie their role to the vision to where you want to grow, and keep everybody aligned. And so they're really easy if you're doing the other work and you're having the role and relationship talks, the quick connects, the check-ins, and the developmental coachings. That all works out to make those progress reviews actually fun at the end of the year. Okay, five traits now of coaching leaders you should know. Okay, first, you have to be able to motivate them. We need to inspire our teams to do exceptional work. And that doesn't mean you need to be a rah-rah person. It means you need to be clear. If people don't understand you, they're never going to know how to win. And if they don't know how to win, they're never going to perform to your expectations or the organizational expectation. Bosses, managers, coaches, that's on you. So we need to be able to motivate people. And I would say the fundamental aspect of motivation is consistency. People want to know what it's like and how you're going to show up each day. So if you're erratic, if you're over emotional, if you're high one day, low the next day, angry one day, happy the next, don't expect your team to want to follow you. That's really a hard thing to do. Okay, so you have to be the kind that's consistent and motivate by having clear expectations so they know how to win. Finally, winning, you need to teach people how to win at work. If you could do that, boy, just be clear about what winning is, then you're really going to set yourself up for success. You need to integrate knowledge. This is on you, boss. If you learn something, you need to be able to put it into practice. Don't be those kind of people who could read a book, almost memorize it, and tell it back to somebody, but you have no idea how to execute on the ideas that you learned. Integration is the secret sauce of great leadership. And then collaboration, which is building relationships and creating bonds of trust, deepening those with your peers, with your team, and with your bosses. And finally, thinking. You need to take time to think. You can't be inspired solely in the shower when you finally slow down to think. Give yourself some time each and every day to have white space or thinking time. Your thinking time will help your analytical approach and your decision-making process get stronger over time. Friends, these are just some ways that you can actually take what we know to work in coaching and apply it to your leadership. And if you can lean in and really begin to say, hey, I want to make that journey from boss to coach, I guarantee you that your career and those you serve as leader will benefit from the experience. So until we talk again, I want to wish you the best at leading, and I want to thank you. Your job really matters. You make an impact. Each and every day, you're changing lives. So let's get at it. Let's lead well. And together, let's make that transformation from boss to coach. I'll talk to you next week. And now it's your turn to get out there and thrive in life. If you've liked what you've learned, would you consider subscribing to this podcast and leaving a review? I'd really appreciate it. And if you have anything you would like addressed, you can reach out to me, Mark Mathia, at mark@markmathia.com. And until next week, I'm cheering for you.